You know, they always have a very potent offense. You know, they have all five of their skill positions are able to take the ball, get the ball into the end zone, and make big plays for them. So, you know, we definitely have our work cut out for us. You know, LaShawn's been running the ball pretty well this year. So, you know, and that's been kind of our Achilles heel. So, you know, like I said, we have our work cut out for us.
Thomas, how much part of the game plan is to create turnovers, because they're going to give you the ball on their own?
It's a huge part of our philosophy on defense, especially this year. You know, not to say that it hasn't been before, but, you know. Yeah, you know, like they like to put the ball in the air. So we'll have our opportunities, but we just got to capitalize on those.
What about going up against the different options that Vic has to give the ball to, not only in the run game, but also the pass game as well?
Yeah, like I said, you know, they have probably the best group of five skill guys in the league, you know, counting everybody up and down the from top to bottom. So, you know, like I said, we'll have our work cut out for us. He can find different guys in different positions and has a whole bunch of playmakers around him. So, you know, we'll have to be on point.
A lot of weapons on that team. Yet when you start looking at statistics, they're like really way down in the league. What do you make of that?
Maybe just something of circumstance. Maybe they haven't quite clicked yet, but I mean, all it takes is one play for an offense that, you know, has those kind of weapons and is that can be that potent. It only takes one play for them to find their rhythm and then get going. So, you know, we just got to keep them. If they are struggling right now, we can't let them get going against us.
How do you go about it as a professional to clean up the missed tackles? You know, I mean, obviously, if you're in pop corner, you probably go out and hit each other, but obviously, that's not an option here.
I just think now, I mean, we have the technique of tackling. Once we make contact, we know how to do that. But I think now it's more so just our path to the ball. You know, the speed of the game is a lot faster, and it's faster than it's ever been before. So, you know, guys can eat up angles or make you wrong once you get on your way to the ball. So, you know, I think it's more path to the ball and making sure we have the correct angles once we're entering contact.
Is that even more important this week when you've got a guy like McCoy and Vic, you know, two fast guys that can really...
Yeah, and we have, like I've alluded to, they have really good skill position guys, you know, guys that can cut on a dime, guys that are, you know, lightning fast. So, you know, like I said, we have to have our pass to the ball on point and make sure, you know, we get guys on the ground once we get our pads on them.
You mentioned that the run defense has been the Achilles heel. Do you think the tackling has been the main culprit in that?
Yeah, it's just a combination of some things. You know, we've once the ball's gotten to the second level, you know, with the DBs and linebackers, we've missed some tackles, and you know, we've misfit some things here and there. So, you know, it's just a combination of some things. But you know, we've had this week to get healthy, and then we'll be able to clean those things up and play well this week.